If you think that African women are the ones that are charged with looking for water, providing water in the home if there's no running water, they are charged with providing energy in the house if there's no electricity. They are the majority who work in agriculture. So if there is no water, it's not raining or there is floods, it affects women and children much more. If there is not enough land for agriculture, it means they have to cut the trees. But if they cut the trees, they end up with climate change and droughts, and so their land is not productive. The girls can't go to school because now they have to walk longer distances to look for water and to look for firewood. So it becomes a vicious cycle for them. So indeed, climate change does affect women much more than anybody else.
Are you calling for specific measures in support of African women in climate change?
Yes, I think if we provide electricity, that would be a great contribution to freeing women's time, women's energy from looking for firewood, but also in allowing the environment to regenerate and be more green. If there is water, it means women are freer. If the land is more productive, climate smart agriculture, it means they make more from their crops. So yes, we are. The measures that you are looking for will impact greatly on women.